We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
You must learn these three basic ABCs of faith to really make it the faith life. First, what faith is. Second, how to get faith. And then third, how to turn your faith loose, or how to make your faith work for you, or how to put it to work for you.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. We went into Rhema's archives and chose Kenneth E. Hagin's teaching, The ABCs of Bible Faith. This will be a great month of teaching. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, here's Kenneth E. Hagin with today's message.
Well, you can open your Bibles to the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. This is Faith Seminar. So where else would you start? Amen. Except with the great faith chapter. Now, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, the very first verse in the chapter says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." The sixth verse of this same chapter says, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." Now that's a pretty strong statement, but without faith it is impossible. Impossible to please Him. Another translation said, impossible to be well pleasing unto God. Well, I want to please Him then, don't you? Now, did you ever stop to think about it? And certainly we're not belittling certain things, because the Bible teaches that. The Bible teaches good works. I believe it, don't you? But yet, it doesn't make it as strong as it does about faith. You don't read anywhere where it said, without good works it's impossible to please Him. Did you ever stop to think about that? Now, don't misunderstand me at all. God honors good works. Praise God. But you see, the Bible said, without faith it's impossible to please Him. So if it said it, it's so, isn't it? A lot of times and good works is right, don't misunderstand me, but we try to substitute that for faith, and that's the reason it doesn't work. We're still not pleasing God, you see, not fully. Well, the Lord said something to me as I was praying about 4 o'clock in the morning at our Philadelphia crusade. And among other things, because I'm not going to say everything just at the moment He said, but He said to me, and He said this more than once to me, similar. But He said, so many times faith teachers, and that included me too, I realized I was doing it, are teaching faith on the level where they are now. And they miss most of the people, because most of the folks are not there. And then, of course, new folks are being saved, born again all the time, and then even the older ones need to be reminded. And so He said to me, go back to the fundamentals. He put it this way, go back to the ABCs of faith and teach. And so that's just exactly what we're going to do in this seminar, just simply go back to the ABCs. And to do that, I went back, you know, looking up some of my notes that I taught on this subject. And as I thought upon it, here are the three most important things that you ought to know about faith. There's a lot of important things, don't misunderstand me. But you'll never make it if you don't know these. Now, number one is what faith is. And of course, tapes that we have and books that we've written are based on those same fundamental principles. So we're going to talk about, first of all, what faith is. And then secondly, how to get faith. You see, if I know what faith is, and then I know how to get it, I've almost got it made. You see, if in the natural, if you know what money is, and you know how to get money, you're on the way. Now, of course, you've got to learn how to spend it. Somebody said, well, I know how to do that. Well, I don't know. Some folks make an awful mess of spending their money. Some overspend, some underspend, and some don't spend at all. So, you must learn these three basic ABCs of faith to really make it the faith life. First, what faith is. Second, how to get faith. And then third, how to turn your faith loose, or how to make your faith work for you, or how to put it to work for you. Well, looking at this verse, it tells us what faith is. Now faith is, Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Sometimes other translations of the scripture, I read King James, but other translations will read a little bit different, don't change the meaning of it, but sometimes make it a little more clear. I like Moffat's translation on this verse. Now faith means, Moffat's translation reads, now faith means that we are confident of what we hope for. I like that, don't you? Convinced of what we do not see. That's what faith is. Faith means that we're confident of what we hope for. Convinced of what we do not see. Hallelujah. Now another translation, the first part of this verse, the New English translation reads, faith is giving substance to things hoped for. Now, we're going to talk some about hope in a minute, but don't misunderstand me. Hope is important in its place. But hope can't take the place of faith. But you'll have to have hope before faith, because faith is the substance of things hoped for. And if you're not hoping for anything, you're not going to have faith for anything. And I like that translation. Faith is giving substance to things hoped for. Now, you see, hope doesn't have any substance. You don't hope for something that you have. I reach into my pocket and there's my little pocket knife, you see. Well, there's some substance to that knife, and I can see it and feel it, and I know I have it. I don't have to hope for it. You see, hope, you never hope for what you possess. You hope for the unpossessed. But you got to hope first. But hope does not give substance. Faith gives substance to the things hoped for. So therefore, hope doesn't give substance to it, for if it did, you wouldn't have to have faith. You'd already have it. Now, like I said, I like this New English translation. Faith is giving substance to things hoped for. Now, this will help you a lot of times in walking by faith. I've had the devil to say to me, now you don't have such and such. I've had the devil to say to me when it comes to healing, because I had symptoms in my body, actually literally hurting or pain. And he said, see, you're hurting, you have pain, you don't have your healing. I said, well, I hope for it, and my faith is giving substance to it. My faith is giving substance to it. I like that, is giving substance. And I kept saying that. And every time the devil said anything, that's why I answered him with the word of God. And it wasn't but a few hours until all the symptoms cleared up and left me. My faith gave substance. But you see, this English translation, New English translation reads, faith is giving substance. Faith is giving substance to things hoped for. Or let's say it another way. Sometimes you say things differently and folks grasp it. Faith, in other words, is grasping or taking hold of the unrealities of hope and bringing it into the realm of reality. Faith grows out of the Word of God. I like another translation here also, that faith is the warranty deed that the thing for which you have fondly hoped is at last yours. Let me read that again. Faith is the warranty deed that the thing for which you have fondly hoped is at last yours. And then the latter part of this verse went on to say, it is the evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah. Now, I'm so glad that I learned about faith early. Thank God for all the books and tapes we have nowadays, and they can be a blessing or they can be a curse to you. That sounds like a paradox, doesn't it? But you see, if your faith is just in the book or in the tape, it won't help you. Your faith's got to be in the Word of God. And if what's on the tape or in the book isn't in the Word of God, well, it's not going to work anyhow. And don't just spend all your time listening to tapes and reading books. Do some of that, all right. But take the Word of God and look up every scripture. And make that scripture yours. Meditate upon it and think upon it until it becomes a part of your inner consciousness. Then it'll work for you. See, a lot of time people come. I've had them to come to me in crusades in days gone by and seminars. Now, Brother Hagin, you know, you said this and that, and I just put into practice everything you said, you know, but it just don't work for me. And I said, yeah, it's not going to work next time either. Because you didn't make the Word yours. Yes, it was all true. What you heard on the tape was true. What you read in the book was true, all right. But you see, you were just taking my word for it. You were acting on what I said. What you need to do is act on what God says. Don't you accept something just because I said it. Don't accept something just because some other preacher said it. Look it up in the book for yourself. Know for yourself that that's what God's Word says. And then make God's Word your word. I teach the Rhema students, don't go off, you know, and preach and say, now, Brother Hagin said this and Brother Hagin said that. Don't go preach, Brother Hagin. Paul told Timothy, a young preacher, preach the Word. Amen. Amen. Find out what the Word of God says for yourself. And then act upon God's Word for yourself. And become a practicer or a doer of God's Word for yourself. That's when it's going to work. It is also, faith is also the evidence of things not seen.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth Hagin's CD entitled The Joshua Generation. We're also offering Craig Hagin's message, Put On All the Armor of God. Next is Lynette Hagin's teaching, What Should We Be Focusing On? And last is Denise Hagin Burns' message, Anchor Moments. All these items at the special price of $20. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Summer Cyber Sale coming up July the 8th through the 9th.
Yeah.
Monday and Tuesday, 50% off of all of Faith Library items.
Yeah, it starts at 12:01 on Monday night, 12:01 a.m. Monday night.
That's right.
And ends at 11:59 p.m. on Tuesday night. 50% off on Faith, FLP. That stands for Faith Library Publications.
You know, and this is a good time actually to start Christmas shopping.
Oh, yeah.
These are great stocking stuffers for people. And so go right now on July the 8th and 9th and do that.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free. 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his message, The ABCs of Bible Faith. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.